would like to see Jesus.
We would like to see Jesus.
Words which have impressed themselves on my mind since I was about 12, because they were, in a slightly different version, emblazoned above the pulpit of the church which I went to. Sir, we would see Jesus. And the church I went to had a habit of 45-minute sermons, so I used to read those words time and time again, and I would count the letters, and I would make up other words and anagrams from what was there. I don't think you've got anything you can do the same for this morning, sir, so I better not preach for 45 minutes. But those words, "so we would see Jesus," I think, find an echo today, as they have done throughout the years since Jesus walked on this earth. Because today we're going to be ordaining Ryan into the diaconate. And Ryan, I don't want you to be proclaiming the good news of the Anglican Church. I don't want you to be proclaiming the good news of St. Peter's Passion. Although it is good news, and it's good to be here. And I am a paid-up member of the Anglican Church. And I'll be studying, despite what others may be doing. But what we are here to do is to proclaim and introduce Jesus Christ to the world in which we live. A world which has a, I believe, fascination for him, and a hunger and a thirst to know him better. There are people who have turned their back on organized religion, and sometimes I know just how they feel. But Jesus Christ maintains a fascination the world, because Jesus Christ is the answer for many, many of the world's problems, if not all. We don't know why the Greeks wanted to see Jesus in that gospel passage. Maybe it's something that they had heard him say, which intrigued them. Maybe it's something they'd seen him do, or was reported to them with his miracles. Whatever it was, there was a seed had been sown, and they needed to see Jesus. And for all of us, baptized, members of the church, but especially those of us who are ordained and called to specific ministry, we are to point to Jesus Christ. Because he's the one that actually provides the answers. Ryan today is going to be ordained deacon. And we believe that's going to be what we call a transitional deacon. Already we have tentative dates in mind when he'll move to be a priest. Now, if you've read your magazine from St. Peter's Parish this month, you'll know that the characteristic of a deacon's role is one of service. We're called to serve. Ryan, I've got some bad news for you. When you become a priest, you're not going to get rid of that role of service. Within the Anglican Church, we maintain the orders that we're given. When I was made priest by a very flowery bishop in the UK, he told everyone how underneath all his robes he was wearing a dalmatic, the garment, the vestment that is worn by a deacon. Because myself, all of us sitting on the front rows there, you are still deacons. Even though we've been made priests, maybe bishop, we remain in attitude of service, because that's what we're called to do, to serve the world, not ourselves. We're not called to come here just because we're going to have a good time, though I think that does happen. We're not called to come here just for what we can get out of it, though God undoubtedly feeds his people as we meet and read scripture, and as we meet and worship and share with each other. We're not called to serve, because that's what Jesus Christ came to do. I am amongst you as one who serves, he said. He showed it very dramatically by washing feet. That call is ongoing. Ryan has been wrestling with this call for many years. In the UK marriage service, there's a point where it says marriage is something that should be entered into after, not rashly, but soberly, seriously, and after a great deal of serious thought.
I think we could say you have given this, Brian,
a great deal of serious thought. Although this isn't a marriage service, it is something which is still equivalent in many senses. You're committing yourself to God. And although there's been a time when you were waiting and wondering, and maybe the thing was put on hold, God takes us where we are at the stage we are and always says yes. So today my love is given to you. So today my call comes to you afresh. And after you've been made deacon for several weeks, that call will still come out to you to continue working. Brian and I share a fascination with the late Pope John the 23rd, someone who has inspired me over many years. And he said this, consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Think not about your frustrations, but about your unfulfilled potential. Concern yourself not in what you have tried and failed in, but what is still possible for you to do. As you seek to follow